Hi, I'm Red, 2100 from Georgetown, Ontario, and you're listening to the Ontario Geocaching Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the fourth episode of the Ontario Geocaching Podcast, coming to you from the Steel City on the shores of Lake Ontario. Hi, I'm Jerbear. I'll be your host for this podcast, all about geocaching and travel in and around the province of Ontario. In this show, I'll be presenting an interview with Res2100. Now, on with the interview. We're here with Res2100. When did you start geocaching?
I started almost 5.5 years ago, in November 2002.
How'd you pick your screen name?
My initials.
Oh, is it?
R-E-S and 2100. No, that was just the number that was available when I was looking for a Yahoo email address many years ago.
Oh, yes. So you stayed with that?
I just stayed with that and used that everywhere.
What GPSR are you using?
Right now I've got a Garmin 60CS, and I started with a Magellan Sportback Pro. And I also got a Garmin Legend HCX that I won at a geocaching event.
So which one do you use?
I mostly use the Garmin 60CS, the older one. But I got the Legend with me. Just smaller. Just haven't loaded today. No reason.
Are you going paperless?
A few years ago, I used to print out a binder filled with paper, but I got a use a palm now.
And what are you using?
I use a palm Zyre 70.
And how many do you load?
I use the 500 caches. Whatever I load in my GPS, I load into the palm too. I use Plucker, Spinner. Yeah. I'm sure not many people use. Most people use what GSAC, CacheMate.
Okay.
I guess I'm a little bit different there, but that's.
And where have you geocached, and what's your favorite place to cache?
Most Ontario, of course. We've been to Europe, and when we go on rotation in the States, when we drive down, we pick up a lot of caches on the way.
You've mentioned you've cached in Europe, and you've mentioned a few of the countries you've cached in. What were they?
Mostly Germany, that's where my relatives are, so we've gone twice there now.
Uh-huh.
And then we made day trips to like Liechtenstein, Switzerland, went a few days to Austria, so that was really nice in Austria.
And are you interested in the numbers, or is it just an activity?
The numbers are always fun to get to the milestone. So always means something to get to like 3,500. I just got it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations.
My wife and also Greg, we're both getting close to 2,000 now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, and I was the first geocacher in Canada to get 1,000 finds. That would have been about, let's say, 3 years ago, three years ago.
Well, how long have you been caching for?
Over 5 years now. Five years, 3 months.
Yeah.
November 6th, 2002. Take a chance and buy a GPS. One day I was out hiking with my son, and I think we were 5 years old at the time. We were hiking on Bruce Trail, didn't know anything about Bruce Trail.
Yeah.
Went for a walk, walked for a couple hours, realized we were lost. It was getting dark soon, and we didn't know where the car was. And we just kept walking on the trails, just kept hoping we were going to hit a road at some point. Never did, and eventually we wound up walking in a circle and got to a familiar point and realized, okay, we're about 20 minutes from the car. Really relieved, got home. I was looking up on the Bruce Trail, and I saw a post on geocaching. Read it, and I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. So I said, you know, I'll take a chance, buy a GPS, and for the first cache again, that's right.
Do you like caching with other people or by yourself?
I don't like caching alone. So usually I go with my wife and son.
Right.
Or now, like Friday nights, the BFL people. So it just depends on the day. Sometimes I like going with the big groups, and sometimes just with the family. Depends where we go. And
Numbers-wise, just to get back to that, what's the most amount of caches you found in one day?
Found 39 caches in one day.
39, wow.
But
how are caching?
We went with two other cachers for that time, and we just hiked the Bruce Trail up and down the hills. But we also found 43 caches within a 24-hour period. That was spread over 2 days, so to me that was on the first 24-hour geocaching marathon that we did.
Uh-huh.
And Keith was along for that.
Great. Thanks a lot. I hope you enjoyed this mini-episode of the Ontario Geocaching Podcast featuring an interview with Res2100. You can send feedback, including audio files, to ontariogeocaching@gmail.com. For other podcasts featuring geocaching, please visit the iTunes Store and subscribe to podcasts such as Podcacher Podcast, Slaga Podcast, Cachemaniacs, Geotalk, Jersey Geocaching Podcast, Maine Geocaching Association Podcast, Eisenrye Geocaching Video Zine, the Granite State Geocachers Radio Podcast, Cachers of the Round Table, Geocaching Podcast, and a new geocaching podcast, Centennial State Geocaching. Here's a few promos from two of these shows.
Congratulations! You found it, intentionally or not. The Maine Podcache. Not necessarily all there is to know about geocaching in Maine. I'm your studio announcer, Bonnie Wolf. And by studio, I mean the beach right here in Pebble Beach, California, baby. I'm going to stay right here in the sun listening to Katahdin Goddess and Khaki as they run around like two demented snowmen in long johns hoping for an early mud season. Follow their adventures as they visit with the characters who make it so much fun to geocache in the Pine Tree State. Listen on the 1st and the 15th of each month for the Maine Podcache. It's free on iTunes, MaineGeocachingAssociation.com, or at goddess.libsyn.com. That's goddess.libsyn.com. Hey, huh?
Hello, geocachers. My name's Sir Z-Man, and I'm the host of the Twin Cities Geocaching Podcast. I hope that you're enjoying listening to this podcast. And when you're done, I encourage you to head over to the Twin Cities Geocaching Podcast, located at www.tcgcpc.com. There, you'll find another podcast with geocaching-related content. We cover geocaching news, events, audio taken in the field, and interviews with other cachers, as well as much more. Our lighthearted and family-friendly approach is sure to bring a smile to your face. So again, I encourage you to please check us out. We're at www.tcgcpc.com. And now, back to the show.
Well, that's it for today's mini-show. This podcast is fueled by TH, where it's Roll Up the Rim time, and is copyright under Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 License Canada. For a full transcript of this show, please write down everything I said. Take care, and keep on caching.
That's all I have to say about that.